the two of them scream a loud, shrill scream that echoes through the air. But the soldiers do not stop and pull Gek out of her grasp as they cling to one another, yelling to each other not to let go. The soldier tears them apart until only the tips of their fingers hold them together. Then that chain, too, is broken. All the villagers cry and beg and start to get up off their knees. Suddenly, the rattling sounds of the rifles go off and bullets pierce through their bodies, silencing their screams. Gek runs over to Ma's slumped over body with her face in the mud. Gek is only 6 years old, too young to understand what has just happened. She calls Ma and shakes her shoulders. She touches Ma's cheeks and ears and grabs her hair to try to lift her face out of the mud, but she is not strong enough. While rubbing her eyes, she wipes Ma's blood all over her own face. She pounds her fists on Ma's back, trying to wake her up. But Ma is gone. Holding on to Ma's head, Gek screams and screams, not stopping to take in any air. One soldier's face darkens and he raises his rifle. Seconds later, Gek, too, is silenced. Walking away from Roe Leap, I am deafened by the ringing in my ears. All the stories I have heard of how the Khmer Rouge kill their victims come back to me. Tales of them tying their victims in potato sacks and throwing them in the river, and stories of their torture chambers frequently circulate among the villagers. It is said the soldiers often kill children in front of their parents to elicit confessions and names of traitors. The ringing in my ears becomes louder, making me disoriented. Ma's face appears before me. I choke as I think of the pain she feels as she watches the soldiers hurt Gek. My mind obsesses over the pictures my mind makes up of their deaths, which refuse to let go of me. Then my head feels full and heavy. Tears pour from me as I drag my body away from the village. Someone once told me that if you hit your head hard enough, you lose all your memories. I want to hit my head hard. I want to lose my memory. The pain in my heart hurts so much, it becomes physical and attacks my shoulders, back, arms, and neck like hot pins pricking at me. Only death will relieve me of it.